Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here and spend this time with you today. We have, so much business has been going on. It's already October 2021, and I don't have to tell anybody that's listening later even, like, where things are with all this. It's been a crazy, almost going on 2 years. This COVID stuff's been, it's going to be February, March, it's 2 years already. So I hope your family's well, you're well. I hope everybody's hanging in there and moving forward. And today we're going to just talk a little bit about You Get Me all to yourselves. I'm not going to have a guest on today. We are going to talk about what's going on in the markets right now, the markets, real estate markets, specifically more in the United States right now today than other places, but it's happening in all over, really worldwide, depending on where you are with this prices. So I'm going to stick to pretty much the U.S. Prices have gone up 30% in the last year. You know, many are saying, hey, can this continue? It can't continue. What's happening? And should I sell? Should I buy? You know, should I refinance? There's so many options right now. And it's scary, though, because there's just so many opinions on everything. Things are just, you know, bopping around everywhere. And I know a lot of people that wanted to get in the industry last year that didn't feel like they missed out. And you never miss out. There's always time for everything, except you don't want to sit on the sidelines on everything. It just depends on what your goals are in life. So we're going to talk about that today. And I have a little gift at the end for anybody that listens to the end that will be beneficial to everybody. And so I'm looking forward to this. And we will take a quick break, very quick, and be right back.
Real estate is the vehicle. Our commitment starts with people and looking at this very important process as a whole, which includes more than selling properties. Lives are involved, investments, and more. You become family. Home is where the heart is. It all starts with your heart and soul. Our members are trained in real estate menu systems, life balance, and more. Each day is a blessing, and they reflect that back to you.
So we are back, and this is Natalie Mullinex. You're listening to Realty Universal Radio. Many of you guys who listen to us are agents and brokers, already know us. If you don't know us, we are just really about believing buyers and sellers should have choices. I can throw commercials into our talks, and I've been doing this since, I've been doing real estate since 1985, and we've been doing these podcasts since January of 2012. So I always wanted, even though I have ads and I can monetize and I can do all these things that you need to do, I've always wanted to keep it organic as much as possible. So many times it goes by fast. The hour goes by pretty fast. So many times I don't throw in any commercials. But times are changing, and you know, we're looking at starting a second show, too, that's going to be incorporating It's Time to Heal. And then we will be throwing in more commercials, not throwing them in, I shouldn't say that, because there's a lot of commercials and sponsors that really need to get the word out about certain things. And so some things are coming, some good things are changing for us, but I would still like to keep this part of our podcast going the way we've done it and then start another one to be more in line with what everybody's doing today. And unfortunately, they say people have much shorter attention spans. It's just our lives are so much busier, right? So we have to learn to change and switch things over. So we're going to be doing some things in chunks, but I still want to stick to some of the old-fashioned way and still be organic because it's really about helping you, digging in, making a difference, and still having fun. Of course, we still have to have fun. But so that we are going to be seeing some changes by January 2022. I cannot believe how fast this has gone by. It's just, it's been crazy. So people are wondering now, do you sell, do you buy? And again, today's going to be more for talking about the U.S., just to keep it, wrap a circle around the U.S. And people are saying, do I buy, do I sell? What's going on? This is crazy. Well, I think if you're a seller and you definitely want to sell and you know you want to sell in the next 2 years, this is an optimum time to sell because there's still a shortage of inventory. It hasn't seemed to matter what, the seasons right now this past year. Real estate's gone up over 30% nationwide. And so it's definitely a good time to sell. But when you sell, where are you going to go? So many people are saying, well, I'm not going to sell unless I can buy something. My advice would be to rent until the markets come down. We don't know. It depends on where you are. We don't know. Some markets are going to stay really strong regardless, and it also depends on the price points and the price ranges. Hawaii, for example, we do a lot of real estate in Hawaii. The prices have gone through the roof, and when it's on the really, really, really high end, people are probably still going to buy. I do think that when we look at the homes in Hawaii around a million, maybe 600,000 to a million too, I feel like those are going to get hit harder in the next year or two. I mean, I do not have a crystal ball. I cannot make a prediction, and definitely don't hold me to that part of it as I'm speaking verbatim. I've just been in the business a long time, and this has been unprecedented. And so I was talking to an appraiser last week who's also a broker in Maui. He's never seen anything like it either, and he's been in since the 80s as well. The market in Hawaii, markets went up 60-some, the appreciation 60-some percent, in a year. That's just unheard of, right? We've got an average of 30% around the country. So when I say if you're going to sell, you should rent, I've talked to people in certain parts of the country, especially California, who are saying, well, we can't find a rental. Rents are going through the roof. Everything in life is you want to look at it and look at the big picture and see what's good for you. You don't want to just jump but also not sit on the sidelines if it is something you wanted to do. So if you wanted to sell and you want to sell in the next 2 years, my recommendation would be to sell now. Why? We still have a shortage of inventory. When you have a shortage of inventory, the prices are going up. So the prices are really high right now. So it makes sense to do that. And why not rent? I know a lot of people say, I don't want to rent. But why not? Why not rent and hang out and see what's going to happen? It certainly is not a bad way to go. Many people are saying, should I buy or not buy? The interest rates are still low. You can still look for properties, investment. I don't know if you're interested in commercial, but you can still look at properties, investments, and see, throw out lower numbers if you want. Some people are highly motivated and they still will sell, so it's still a good time to look and buy. Some areas people are holding off for a little while just to see what's going to happen, and I don't blame them. It's fairly good to talk to your financial advisor. If you do not have one, you can talk to people for free. Almost free, and get recommendations on financial advisors. Many can actually calculate, and you can also go to your bank online too and calculate these things, but it's still wise to talk to an expert instead of just trying to figure this out on your own and look at how much money you're going to need for retirement, how much money are you going to need, to live out your life. I'm the type that I'll probably never retire, like quit and not do anything. I just couldn't see me ever doing that. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd go crazy. Because I like to, you know, you want to give back and volunteer and do things. But some people want to do that. But regardless whether you're going to truly retire or not, you want to work on things to make sure you have enough money to live your life out the best you can. And what I'm talking about isn't, there's so many ways now to be entrepreneur and do things. We're going to talk about some of that today, rather than just feeling doom and gloom, or this is the only job I can ever have, or this is all I'll ever make. You know, that's definitely not, I just say it from so much experience in dealing with so many people, that is definitely not cut in the stone. And the first step is mindsets, too, and try to look at that. Now, some people are saying, oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted, and, you know, there's just so many things, so I don't want to, my heart goes out, and I know what it's like to work hard, very hard. There's just, it's always good to look at the big picture. Always make sure, try to have enough to do what you're doing if you're going to go buy something or if you're going to renovate and fix something up and resell it. You just want to look at the best scenario and the worst case scenario, but it really would, education's amazing, and it definitely is in your best interest to get in touch with a financial advisor and look at your whole situation. So we have a gift for you if you stay until the end, and that I believe it will be beneficial to everybody that's on here. So right now, what could change the market drastically? Well, uncertainty. People are really nervous. People are worried about what's going on. Inflation has gone up a lot, which our dollars are not buying what it was buying even a year ago. The forbearance, the mortgage forbearances that have come due, they were starting to come due in June, and they were extended, different, you know, with federal guidelines. Then, and also some FHA extended, I think, 6 months. So when you look at most of what's gone on with the forbearances, for mortgage forbearances, many are not going to be extended past January of 2022. Some have already expired. For those of you who put your mortgage in forbearance, it's important to talk to your mortgage company and see what they'll work out with you. So I think you add that to the rental forbearance is expiring as well, and I think it's a given that the market's going to have to depend. It depends on where you are, but nationwide, it's going to have to be pinched by that, changed by that. These forbearances coming due, the rentals. So what's going to happen is there'll be more. There's going to be more inventory on the market. We're probably going to see short sales and foreclosures. Some people may not want to pay what the mortgage companies are offering. I do know a lot of the mortgage companies have really been working with everybody. So it's really important to find out, get all your questions answered and really look at the whole picture before just jumping and doing something. When we first went into this COVID mess, I don't know what else to call it, and I just pray that everybody that's listening has made it through okay and your family members have made it through okay. When we first started with that and the government put in the federal forbearances on mortgages and also the rental forbearances, courts were not listening to rental cases, so you had, and you still do have situations, it's been opening up now the last few months, but where, and in some states it opened up last year, where landlords couldn't do anything if people are not paying the rent. Now, a lot of situations people really couldn't pay the rent, and then there were many situations where people could and they just elected not to, and you've got small mom-and-pop landlords. How are you supposed to pay your mortgage and taxes and everything, the water bills, the other bill, whatever's due from the landlord? So there's a lot of people that are upside down, a lot of situations where it through no fault of their own. So all of this is impacting everything that everybody's doing. So I believe there will definitely be more houses on the market. I believe that we will have more short sales and issues. Now, many, because the prices went up so much in so many areas, many people have the equity and they could still sell and get out of that situation where they're not going to be able to pay anymore because of the time periods of not collecting rents. So we have so many different scenarios that have gone on, but it's unprecedented. It's not something we've ever seen before this way. I have friends that were babies during the Depression, and they're saying that it's just not something we really hear of, what's going on right now. Our government's printing money and printing money and printing money. I'd like to just mention something on a side note. There's been so much stimulus money out. I do know a lot of people have made good money with cryptos. They've made money with the stock market, playing in and playing out. You know, there's so many ways to do things, but you just have to be careful because you can really lose too. And I'm a believer of not putting all your eggs in one basket, but I am a believer in diversifying. Also huge on learning. We can learn right now. If you don't like to read, you can listen to audiobooks. Audiobooks are phenomenal. You can listen to them when you're driving, when you're, you know, shopping, when you're working out, whatever, walking, whatever you're doing. You can listen to those and learn so much. And it really does make, that's probably the biggest investment I could ever say that anybody can do, is working on yourself. This is a side note because we're talking about, we don't go into this, but working on yourself, learning as much as you can learn, get into some hobbies, get into things. You can find the time when you really make the time. And even if it's a half an hour a day, an hour a day. But the audiobooks are so cool because if you have to travel to and from work, or you're able to work virtually now at home because of COVID, you're taking walks, walking your pets, there's so much time that you can get the headsets and listen and learn so much. And that to me is the best thing to do, and also to be working. We're going to talk a little bit about it before we end today, on mindsets and keeping yourself balanced through all the craziness, all this fear, the uncertainty. It's tough. It's very tough, but it's so important in order to stay strong and make it through all of this and still live, because we need to live through everything, and there's a certain amount of joy we can have. It's not always. I mean, I've been there before, and I know how people feel when they're going through the worst of the worst. And you think it's never going to end, but it is going to end. It's going to work out, and important for you to remember, when you're looking at things and going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to run out of money here. I've got to run money here. And money is such a big issue for all of us in the world, basically, our form of trading, however we do it. But we want to remember our mindsets and our health. You can't buy your health. Well, you can. I mean, you can buy preventive measurements. You need to take vitamin supplements. You can, eat well. But those are things to really focus on. And then the rest of it gives you a much better sound mind to be able to make these decisions. So my side note there, going back over to the markets and the inflation and what's going on, some places, again, aren't going to go up, but I hear some sellers saying, well, I'm just going to wait a couple years to sell if they want to sell. If you want to sell, you really should sell now. And that's only because we're looking at what we have. A bird in the hand is worth more than two in a bush. And we have so many people looking, to buy still, which is incredible when you look at how high people are paying for things. So say somebody's not selling and they go, hey, I'm just going to tap into my home equity because home equity has really gone up because prices have gone up. You want to really look at that. It's very wise. We can talk to mortgage brokers. It's wise to refinance if the mortgage costs are going to be, the closing costs are going to be put into the loan, and you're going to actually save a lot of money and over 15 or 30 years, then it makes sense. You can actually have a amortization run for you so that you can see exactly how much it's going to cost you to refinance and how much are you going to save. Just because your payment might go down $200 a month doesn't mean it may be worth refinancing. So you want to look at the numbers. It's all black and white. There's no hidden things here. If you make sure you get all the cost from the loan officer or the lender in writing, and then you have an amortization scheduled run with your current mortgage and then the new mortgage. So if you've been paying on your current mortgage for 10 years, it may not make sense to refinance just because the rates are so good. It may make more sense for you to take extra money every month if you have it and plop it down on your principal and pay your house off sooner. So you really have to look at that. Again, there are some situations where it's a no-brainer. You're going to save so much money because the rates went down so low that it's worth refinancing. So that's something else to look at right now that's very important. If you're a seller and the markets have gone up and you can use the cash, if you don't need it, you don't need it. But you know, sometimes people want to invest and they can leverage and make more money, so sometimes it's good to have some cash on hand. Again, I'm only recommending that you talk to your financial advisor, you look at the whole picture, before making, you know, any decisions. So on home equity, they're finding that the last year with COVID, a lot of millennials have been tapping into their home equity like crazy. Many people have been trapping in like over, over 600,000 is what they're saying, the statistics. People are tapping into home equity. The important thing is, what are you doing with it? And they said a lot of millennials are taking vacations and doing other things, and I'm just going by what I've been reading and hearing, because I talk to a lot of people around the country with this through our industry. And that's something you want to be careful of. You know, what are you spending the money on? It's just not, because the prices may come down later, and then you're going to owe more than you can sell it for eventually. So it's just something to look at, all the different scenarios. If you're over 62, it may make sense to go ahead and do a reverse mortgage. You know, that's another option for you if you need some cash out and you want to have monies for other things too. So it's just a lot to look at. But important to get all your numbers, not to go, okay, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to take a home equity, I'm going to do this, but you don't really know what that home equity is going to truly cost you at the end of the day. You know, just because the rate might be 2.5%, you want to look at all the other costs. When you do a refinance, same thing. Just because it may be 2.5%, 3%, and you might have been at 5, that doesn't mean that that's the best scenario for you. It all depends on how long you still have to pay on the mortgage. There's a lot of other factors. What are the closing costs going to cost? And going from there. So there's a lot to look at that way. Looking at something here. So diversity is so important, and there's so many programs now that you could actually kind of be your own bank. You can actually set things up. It's really good to look at insurances to make sure you have disability insurance in case something happens, so that if you do get hurt, you can still have monies to protect yourself. There's a lot of great important. It's also good to talk to insurance agents besides a financial advisor. Many are do both. But it's good to look at that so that you can plan ahead. There's different programs. There's annuities. There's different ways to do things to where you can have some of that extra money when you're dealing with a fixed income as you get older. So right now, when I'm saying these things, it's because we're in a frenzy right now. It's nobody's seen this like this. So when we give our advice, it's just advice, but you know, we are experts when we've been in the industry for years and years and watched all this. But there's so many ways to do things right now and so many other ways to make some extra money that if you really, really look at it, and you've got to get on the Internet. If you're listening to this and you're not on the Internet, you have to get on the Internet. That's not going to work without being able to be on the Internet to learn and also get the audiobooks. The biggest, there's such a huge boom around the world with online learnings and businesses. You can, somebody was telling me the other day they're starting a business on just how to make like a certain type of cutter for food and it, like out of wood. And it's like they're going to actually set it up and do an online course and then also give people a sample gift with it, and it'll sell. But when you think about how many billions how many people are on the internet? It's quite a lot. So there's just, if you ever had a hobby that you've always wanted to do and you didn't have time, COVID has been not good, but it's also given a lot of people time to reflect and see what's really important. Bring out those dreams that you had from years back that you've never done. It's so you can go, if you want to do a put together a CD or a radio, you can go learn how to do that online with an inexpensive course, and you can do it. You can set up a studio. You can do, you name it. I mean, somebody wants something everywhere, and there's just so many people that are willing to pay for that information. So just so many things that you can do rather than thinking you can't do it and you're just stuck in one situation. So here I am. I'm talking about real estate, but of course I get off tangent talking about life and people because you're important. That's the most important part of everything we're doing. You know, home is where the heart is, and now because of COVID, many more people are living being able to work virtually. I've been able to do it for years and years with real estate, and I would never want to go backwards. So when COVID hit, it was easy to transition into some of the other changes we had to go through for a while. It was easier than if I had always been going into a building like years ago. So do I think the market's going to change and the prices are going to level or go down? I do, unless it's really, really, really high end. I think that's going to be, I think commercial, you know, leasing is going to have some issues because so many people aren't using offices anymore or they're downsizing the offices. What did it say? Oh, the HELOCs. I was looking at the home equity loans have more than doubled. I always think it was about 600,000. It was more than doubled in 2021 from 2020. We've got a little bit of the wild, wild west going on, and so I don't want to say anything about fear because I'm a full believer in go for your dreams and go for what you want to do. And write it down and see what you can do. It's interesting what you can put together in a little bit of time, but it's so important to do your research. And we have so much at our fingertips now to do that with. So that's where we, COVID, I mean, we have to be extremely careful, and we've got such a divide right now in our country as far as, you know, taking the vaccine, not taking the vaccine. I did take a Johnson & Johnson in May. I end up getting on planes a lot, and so I did. My mother had COVID in 2000, which she had COVID in the end of 20. And she's been vaccinated, and she's fine, but she has dementia, so she didn't, her body's fine, it was just her mind wasn't fine. But, you know, you see, you hear so many cases, it affects everybody so much differently, so I think we still need to social distance and be careful. I don't think we need to shut this whole country down, though. I think that's done so much damage, and the mindsets and people freaking out and getting mad has just got to stop, and that's where you, as a person, your own person can do that. You can make yourself stronger, stay strong, work on your health, on your mindsets, to live and enjoy every day. Because this is, I don't know that we're going to get to a new normal. I think this will pass in time. But when this passes, we have other things that are going to come up. So there's always something going on that can disrupt our peace, that can disrupt our life, that can do, you know, and it's worth it to just plan. And you don't have to keep up with the Joneses, and you don't have to be, you know, just because this person did it. And a couple of things that are really important with mindsets not to do is not to beat yourself up, not to say, I wish I should have, could have, would have, because today's a new day, and you can do quite a lot from today, no matter where you stand right now. And that does go with your mindsets and working together and getting a lot of information, because remember, knowledge is power. Knowledge is a lot of power. So my two cents is, yes, I do think the markets are going to go down. Yes, I do think we're going to be in for corrections. Yes, I do think we need to plan and kind of prep, you know, in the sense of having store up goods and do things like that. I do believe. But I believe the strongest asset we all have is our health, our mindsets, and the fact that nobody can stop us from learning, nobody can stop us from still having that desire. And with the kids, I do want to talk just a couple minutes about so many people not wanting to work now with the stimulus checks many people said, hey, I'm getting more money not working than to work. And a lot of that's run out around the country. We see shortages in every industry because many people aren't willing to work. And I think that's a sin. I just think it's absolutely a sin. You can social distance. We need people to work, to stand up and even show the children and the younger kids, the younger generation. We need people to get out and work and say, hey, I want you to see what life's about, and it is to get out and work, and you still have joy and take time for yourself. But we need to do this because we need to put the money back in the economy. We need to get things going. We don't want to rely on our government for everything. Otherwise, we're going to go down, and that's it's obvious. I was in a Safeway this past Sunday, and I went to go to the Starbucks counter, and there was a young woman, and she had a terrible attitude, and she was putting a sign up saying closed. And I said, this is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, why is it closed? And she said, because nobody else came to work today. I'm the only one that came to work. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you did that. That's great. But why don't you just still open it up and try? And she looked at me and was like, have you ever done that with one whatever? And I had to bite my tongue to not come back and realize, come out from a place of love and not come back and say, oh, my gosh, I waited many more, back years ago when I was young. I am the type of person that would be up for the challenge. And like, let's make it work. Let's do it. Let's not quit this. And what I'm seeing constantly, she had a terrible attitude, and she didn't want to talk to me. And what I'm seeing it constantly is that type of attitude where, like, well, we can't do this because this didn't work. We can't do this because what about changing our attitude and saying, hey, we're going to try to work with this. We're going to make it work. We're going to work. I'm going to have a good attitude. And the people that would, they could say, hey, we are so sorry 4 people didn't show up. I don't know how many people didn't show up. But we're doing it. We care about you, and I hope you can hang in there. Some might go, oh, I'm not going to wait. But some will be like, wow, this is really cool. And it starts with that. And I think it's sad because I'm hearing it a lot. I'm hearing so many excuses as to why we can't get up and get out and work and make things happen and try to come together as one. And it's not acceptable, I don't think. It's not easy. I mean, I'm not saying anything's easy, but we've got to start, and it does start with our mindsets. And trying to just move it forward, pay it forward, do nice things for someone else, and they're going to do it again for you. And this is a good life. We get one shot at it. And it does, what the mother of Candy, what's her name, the mother of drunk drivers, started with one person, and she did not give up. She lost her daughter because of a drunk driver, and she did not quit. And look at what's happening now across our whole country. We're being taught, if you want to drink, okay, it's okay if you want to drink a little bit, but don't get in the car and drive. And the regulations and the changes because of one person, look what's happening now. And I'm just a firm believer of not judging. Not judging in the sense of, like, this should be this way, that way. But we all know right from wrong. We all know positive from negative. And we also know that, when people are really down and it's horrible. I mean, somebody needs to help them get back up. Why don't we help them get back up and push through? And it does come back to us. So here I am just ranting and raving, but not ranting and raving. I mean everything that I'm saying from the bottom of my heart. I really, truly do. And it's time for us all to heal, and it's time to step up. Does it mean it's going to be perfect? No. Does it mean we're not going to have trials and tribulations? No. Does it mean we're not going to have heartache? And no, because things happen, and things will keep happening, and that's that's part of what happens on this earth. But we can make a difference, and we can get involved. So I am getting ready to sign off here, but what I want to give as a gift at the end We have a lot of people we work with around the country and also out of the country. Different, you know, we know people to be able to get in touch with the right people. But I just want to offer a gift for anybody listening to the call that would like a free 15-minute consultation on where you are with buying or selling or life. It doesn't have to just be sales. You know, people are making decisions. We'd love to give you a 15-minute consult, and you can email sales@realtyuniversal.com. That's sales@realtyuniversal.com. I'll repeat it again. And in the subject line, just write consult Realty Universal Radio, October 2021, or you can just put October. So again, that's sales, S-A-L-E-S, at realtyuniversal.com, R-E-A-L-T-Y-U-N-I-V-E-R-S-A-L.com. And you can put in the subject line, consult Realty Universal Radio or RU Radio, October 2021, and someone will get back to you, and we will set up a 15-minute call with you. No obligation. Nobody's trying to sell you anything. Nothing like that. Just sometimes people want to bounce things off, and that's what we want to do for you. In the meantime, good for you to check in with financial advisors. You can do it for free and look at your plan, see what you want to do, and know. One thing I do know about decisions, when we're changing, when we're doing something different, it feels funny. Always mean, oh, this is wrong because it feels funny. But we know with our intuition when we really work on it, whether it's a good thing or not a good thing. And that's something that comes with really working on that. But any change is going to be a little scary, could be fearful, and it still can be very good for you. So when you weigh everything out and you do your homework and you look at all these things and you write it out, when it really is okay, you're going to find a peace about it. And you're going to say, I'm going for this. What's the worst that can happen? I'm going to do this. So, again, that email is sales@realtyuniversal.com. Our toll-free number is 866-808-6368. And to everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I wish you peace.